Alright.
Count it. Hey yo, my pops always told me never hurt someone if you can help it. But what's the help if you spend all the time trying to stress it? Me and her was the best fit. Dark and big lips, chilled a few weeks later. She wanted to catch dick. Sex fresh like wet shit, flexed on a wet clit. And the way she threw it back made a nigga sick. I had to sit. I was stuck on her and the pussy was so thick. A month later, asked her to be my bitch and no shit. You bet she said yes. I was the first man and she was the first girl that had this man span. Damn, every moment apart was fucking awful and it forced us to pursue things largely unplanned. But fuck having a plan, who likes someone and it thinks about it? When she was gone, she'd have a nigga want to drink about it. And I wanna take her ass to the skating rink about it. Even willing to shower in the kitchen sink about it. And if she was in trouble, wouldn't thinking about it. It was like she was my Zelda and I was a Link about it. When you dig someone, you ain't thinking about shit. And was your folks trying to stop me? Please, I doubt it. Your pops was real cool, but your moms never liked me and would send me things to talk about me to you just to spite me. That's just my paranoia speaking, I'ma stop tripping. This shit got a nigga blue, like I'm fucking crippin'. And when that shit happened with my ex and you fucking flipped, had the nerve to get mad cause I ain't fucking tripped. And she was gonna do battery on my fucking lip. Knew it was the truth, but you dipped like a fucking chip. But I was straight. Even when you sold out at my place. Got drunk like you was trying to catch the fade. We got back together anyways, then laid. Counting. Man, the sex was so essential. And maybe it wasn't enough for you to vent through. When I wasn't feeling it, it fucked with your mental. But look at the shit we've been through. What's the issue? Well, do everything, girl, you know why I couldn't get rid of you. Even when,
excuse me,
you were crying every night, but I wasn't even upset. Didn't give a fuck, just our luck was suspect. Bet if I was the one who did it, you would've left. Like it was between life and death, shit, I was the best. And I ain't had money, but I would've done whatever for you. And all the extra money I had would go to what you want to. Even when I owe money for the rent, I couldn't pay it. My friends let me stay anyway. I can't bullshit, I risk my well-being for you, bitch. Truth is, yeah. It was mad hoes I could've dogged and good-looking broads who wanted to fucking log. And you would never, ever, ever tell me what was wrong. But I couldn't guess. But nah, ho, you're a fucking child. That was the problem. And the one bitch I was worried about, I came to you and talked about it. But you wasn't even trying to hear it. Worst hurdle, of course we couldn't clear. Said you was done, that this was what you was fearing. And I was begging you not to. Don't leave me, I love you. And was willing to do all the things that you wanted me to. Like, cut her off, tell her I can't see her. Had me looking like a bad wife and you was the beater. But it wasn't good enough and so I'm here now. Reading messages from these people who think they know how everything went down. But you know the truth and you can't deny it too.
What?
May the record reflect that I'm good now.